Imagine, if you will, that you are traveling through another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and of sound, but of mind. A journey into a wonderful land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop, the Twilight Zone. There are some of my generation. The Twilight Zone. I remember the opening lines of The Twilight Zone, not for particularly good reasons. I was 8 or 9 when The Twilight Zone began being broadcast on television. My brother loved it because he was more mature than I at 12 or 13. I think he also loved it because he knew it scared the bejeebers out of me. Even though I knew it was just a TV show. The next phase of life that had me scared, nervous, was the first day of classes in college. Going from class to class and getting that syllabus and realizing I had thousands and thousands of pages to read in the next couple of months and dozens, if not hundreds, of pages to write. I was sure I would flunk out. There were other times I was afraid, like on the way home from the hospital with a newborn, and I realized there was no manual that came with this baby. Fortunately, Benjamin Spock had written Baby and Child Care by then, and we had a church full of really good parents to teach us, but it was still scary. Last one on that list of scary times, probably countless times in my 30s when anxiety was high about all kinds of stuff, a panic attack here and there. Funny thing about panic attacks, you can know exactly what's going on, and it's still incredibly scary. No matter how many you've been through, it's still scary. Why bring these up? Because while I'm guessing we all know the Easter story, we tend to skip over the fact that the word fear shows up 4 times in this story, not to mention the word trembling. I get why the soldiers might have been afraid. Earthquake, angel, they hadn't exactly been the best selves they could be. I'm thinking when an angel tells you not to be afraid, well, maybe, maybe not. I've been through a few scary times over the years since Twilight Zone. College, kids, anxieties about everything. And I'm really clear that God has been with me from the Twilight Zone on and before. Through every single one of those times, from the little things to the life-threatening. Every time. And every time in my experience, God has been with me and also changed me, challenged me, pushed and taught me to deal with things that I had never really wanted to deal with, wouldn't have believed that I could have dealt with. And just to be clear, counselors call people like me counselees with a low need for change. Don't like it much. Every time, the change ended up being a gift. Maybe not seen at the time, but certainly in retrospect. And yet, after countless times of knowing that God is with me through those times, I still get nervous. Still wonder if this change will be the end of me. Will it be good for me? Will I get through this one? As if God's promises are like some kind of investment instrument. Past performance is no guarantee of future success. No. I get that I'm a slow learner. What is really going on with Mary and the other, and Mary Magdalene on Easter morning and with us, is that while you and I may have celebrated the resurrection of Christ time and time and time again, there are parts of us, parts of our hearts and minds and souls that haven't gotten to the empty tomb yet, have not been told to fear not, parts of our faith that have not been resurrected yet, if you will. And I want to tell you, that's okay. You can give yourself and God a little time for change to kick in. What I love about the end of this story, not so much the four times fear is in it, what I love about the end of the story is where Jesus tells these women, go tell my brothers to go to Galilee. Go home. Go back to work, your families, your neighborhood. Go ahead, go back to where you're more comfortable, less anxious, feel a little more in control. I'll meet you there and help you change there. And from there, help you change the world. We'll change the world from that, from there, Jesus says. So today, you can go home without much fear about what the future holds because God's got that. It's in God's hands. Imagine a world where not only peace and joy reign, but without fear. Because Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah.